यशोदनंदन भज जान रंजना यशोदनंदन भज जन रंजना जामुना तेरा बनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ मेरे बरादारी यशोदा नंदन राज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गौर प्रेमानंदे जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचकाचार्य हिज वाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथ राष्ट्रमद भगवताम की जय नीताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वोरीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वोरीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वोरीज ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरी श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 46. Mauna vrata sruta tapo dayayam swadharma. Mauna vrata sruta tapo dayayana swadharma. Vyakyaraho japa samadaya apavargaya. Vyakyaraho japa samadhyaya apavargaya. Praya param purushate tva jitendriyanam. Praya param purushate tva jitendriya nam. Varta bhavantya utana vatratu damavikanam. Mano vrata sruta tapo dayayana sadharma. Vyakyaraho japa samadhaya apavargya. Have some water. Praya param purushate tva ajitendriyanam. Varta bhavantyutana vatratu dambikanam.
Yeah.
Ladies. Vrata, vows, Shruta, Vedic knowledge, Tapaha, austerity, Adhyayana, study of the scriptures, Sadharma, executing, Varnashram Dharma, Vakya, explaining the Shastras. Raha, living in a solitary place. Japa, chanting or reciting mantras. Samadhaya, remaining in trance. Apavarga, these are 10 types of activities for advancing on the path of liberation. Prayaha, generally. Param, the only means. Purusha, O my Lord. Te, all of them. Tu, but. Ajita Indriyanam, a person who cannot control the senses. Vartaha, means of living. Bhavanti, are. Uta, so it is said. Na, not. Va, or. Atra, in this connection. Tu, but. Dambikanam, a persons who are falsely proud. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are 10 prescribed methods on the path of liberation. To remain silent, not to speak to anyone, to observe vows, to amass all kinds of Vedic knowledge, to undergo austerities, to study the Vedas and other Vedic literatures, to execute the duties of Varnashram Dharma, to explain the Shastras, to stay in a solitary place, to chant mantras silently, and to be observed in trance. These different methods for liberation are generally only a professional practice and means of livelihood for those who have not conquered their senses, because such persons are falsely proud. These procedures may not be successful. Prabhupada stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1.15, Kechit kavalyaya bhaktya vasudeva prayanaha agan agam dvanvanti Krishkatsnena Niharam Eva Vaskaraha. Only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. The real purpose of human life is to attain liberation from material entanglement. Such liberation may be achieved by many methods, tapasya, brahmacharyena, samena cha, dhamena cha. But all of them, more or less, depend on tapasya, austerity, which begins with celibacy. Sukadeva Goswami says that those who are Vasudeva Parayana, who have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, Vasudev, Krishna, automatically achieve the results of mona, silence. Vrata, vows, and other such methods simply by discharging devotional service. In other words, these methods are not so powerful. If one takes to devotional service, all of them are very easily performed. Mona, for example, does not mean that one should just stop speaking. The tongue is meant for speaking, although sometimes to make a big show, a person remains silent. There are many who observe silence some day in a week. Vaishnavas, however, do not observe such silence. Silence means not speaking foolishly. Speakers at assemblies, conferences, and meetings generally speak foolishly like toads. This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Vachovegam. One who wants to say something can show himself to be a big orator, but rather than one speaking nonsense, better to remain silent. This method of silence, therefore, is recommended for persons very attached to speaking nonsense. One who is not a devotee must speak nonsensically because he does not have the power to speak about the glories of Krishna. Thus, whatever he says is influenced by the illusory energy and is compared to the croaking of a frog. One who speaks about the glories of the Lord, however, has no need to be silent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Kirtaniya Sadahari, one should go on chanting the glories of the Lord 24 hours a day. There is no question of becoming a mona or silent. The 10th process of liberation or improvement on the path of liberation are not meant for the devotees. Kavalya Bhakta, if one simply engages in devotional service to the Lord, all 10 methods of liberation are automatically observed. Prahlad Maharaj's proposal is that such process may be recommended for the Ajitendriya, those who cannot conquer their senses. Devotees, however, have already conquered the senses. Sarvapadi binirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Devotee is already freed from material contamination. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore said, Dustuman tumi kisher vaishnav pratishtartare nishjaner ghare tava harinam kevala koitava. There are many who like to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a silent, solitary place. But if one is not interested in preaching, talking constantly to the non-devotees, the influence of the methods of nature is very difficult to surpass. Therefore, unless one is extremely advanced in Krishna consciousness, one should not imitate Haridas Thakur, who had not other business than chanting the holy name of the always, 24 hours a day. Prahlad Maharaj does not condemn such a process. He accepts it, but without active service to the Lord. Simply by such methods, one generally cannot attain liberation. One cannot attain liberation simply by false pride. It's a struggle to speak. So this is a very nice verse, actually, because very much related to Kartik month, because today is the first day of the Kartik month and you are meant to be silent, actually. Of course, Prabhupada explains here one should be silent when it's necessary. Talk nonsense is not a good thing, but keep silence otherwise, unless you speak about Krishna. So it's a good thing to be quiet. You know, you can write in the temple here, keep silence. That's not going to happen because we are singing loudly. Or then you write in the prasadam room, keep silence while you're eating. All the talking goes on while they're eating. Sometimes more talking than you talked before, and other times. So, vrata is mentioned here, vows. You have to follow vows. Automatically, every devotee is actually already following vows. In front of a yajna, we take initiation, and we take vows. In front of fire, the Vaishnavas, the deities, we're taking vows. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, chanting 16 rounds. This is vows, isn't it? We're already following vows. Sometimes you say, oh, I'm not going to speak. But you're thinking all kinds of stuff in your head. That's why Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakta, think of me, become my devotee, worship me. In the mind, sometimes people say, oh, I'm fasting. Before you even begin to fast, you tell everybody, I'm fasting. Right? They said if you tell people you're fasting, you lose the potency. So keep quiet. Not so difficult, not so easy to keep quiet, especially in Melbourne Temple. You can walk in here, everybody blah blah. Talking is going on so much. There's more talking here in the devotional life than outside people. Because you're talking about Krishna. There's so much more you can talk about when you're talking about Krishna. Because the Bhagavatam is full of the glories of Krishna. Unlimited glories. Srimad Bhagavatam, so many books. When you talk about nonsense, material things, it's very limited actually. How much can you talk about material things? You can't sit every day, oh, money. You'll get tired, right? You can sit here every day and chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't make you tired. We all know, I've been chanting Japa Hare Krishna for the last 50 years. I never said once, oh, I got to chant Japa again. I'm looking forward to it, because it makes me happy. The process of devotional service mentioned here is accomplished, all these things, by doing devotional service. If you chant Hare Krishna, I say, Prabhu, can you do some service? They say, no, I'm too busy chanting. Chanting Hare Krishna means to do devotional service. Please engage me in your service. That's what it means. Samajkya, you got it? There was one devotee, he said, I want to go to Radhakund and do Nirjan Bhajan. You know what that means? Chant Hare Krishna in a secluded place, in a Bhajan Kutir. And Prabhupada told him, there's enough monkeys over there, no need one more. Because once you sit down on your own, your mind's going to go everywhere. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ekaki amai nahi pai bal harinam sankirtan. I can't chant Hare Krishna on my own. Because when you chant Hare Krishna on your own, it's difficult. That's why we're doing in Sangha, Adi Sangha. Association of the devotees. Why? Because in association with devotees, we're inspired by each other. Other people, other devotees will see how well you're chanting. Then you can follow their example. Or perhaps you're falling asleep, they wake you up. I know there's one devotee, he used to chant japa so loud, so we had to tell him, go and chant in the mountains. It's too loud, we can't concentrate. And the temple room was made out of wood, so he'd be stomping, doing, doing. So it's very disturbing. So this temple is the ideal place for chanting Hare Krishna, doing kirtan. And this temple here, particularly Melbourne Temple, there's no end to the service. Endless. Any time of the day or night, there's service available. You go to the kitchen or something, there's always something to do. Gardening, you can sweep the floor, pick the flower, make garland, He can go and clean the kitchen. There's big, big machines. We're struggling to clean. You go and clean. Clean the heart. Where the way to clean the heart is when you clean temple, when clean the pots. That's how we clean the heart. That's how we are told in the beginning when he first joined the ISKCON. He says, go to the temple, clean. I joined in Mayapur that time at the age of six. They didn't have any laborers. Get the Gurukul boys to clean. They said, oh, it's all devotional service. And that's how I was trained up. You know, who's been to Mayapur? Anyone's been to Mayapur? They have one building called the Long Building. They have Kans Building, Gada Building, Lotus Building, Chakra Building. That's the Long Building. Prabhupada said there'll be a long building. So everybody calls it Prolonged Building. You know how many toilets in that building? So many, you can't count. We had to clean all the toilet there. It took us whole day to do it. And they said, there was no service, Prabhu. He make a lot of advancement. I said, not thanks today. I have enough advancement. I'll do it tomorrow. So there's so much service you can do. To go back to God, it is really easy. You want to say, oh, I want to go to Krishna Loka. I want to go back to Godhead. Starts at 4 o'clock here. While people are still sleeping. Sometimes people say, oh, you Hare Krishna, get a job. And we're here in the 4:30 in the morning while they're sleeping. You get a job. They don't even have a job nowadays. Not enough job. Jobless. Homeless. But Hare Krishna movement, we are full of ecstasy because we are following the vows. The potency comes from following the regulatory principles. The vows you made in front of Guru, in front of Krishna, the deity of Radha Krishna, and in the temple or in front of a fire. These are vows. It says, when you've taken initiation, that time, on that particular day, the spiritual master takes your karma. That's the first time, not second time. After that, I've initiated now, I can do whatever I like. Then you start to make new karma. You start to slide down. Because you become stagnant. Take it easy. That's your responsibility, to follow the regulatory principles. So this month, this Kartik time, is a time Krishna's mercy is on us, onto us, unlimitedly. Even a little bit of service you do in this month, you can make this much advancement. And that's what Krishna says. Salpam apyasa dharmasya trayate mahato vayat. Vaya means fear. Everybody is under fear. No one can say, I'm okay. Everybody has some fear, isn't it? There's war going on in the Middle East, war going on in Europe. Here in Melbourne, we're thinking, ha ha, I'm doing pretty good here. Material world is a place of uncertainty. Understand that. I got my situation all pretty good, going pretty well. I got a good job. I'm secure. I have a good family. Everything's really going well. Boom! There's an earthquake. Whew, all of a sudden, it's all gone. That's what it means. Material world is a place of uncertainty. That's why this month is here, Kartik month. This month is the glories of Krishna. Krishna's pastimes, young childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna. To come in the morning and meditate on the deity form of Radha Krishna, Radha Ballava. Offer the ghee lamp. This is known as sadhana. Waking up in the morning, early in the morning, putting fresh clothes. Come in the temple, look at the deity of Radha Krishna, meditate on the Lord, chant Hare Krishna, associate devotees, attend the program. This is how you can purify your heart. Sadhana. Morning time. Because morning time is when senses are subdued. It's easy because everybody is asleep. You wake at the suitable time, Brahma Muhurta, very spiritual time when you can sit, your senses are under control. During the day, tamagun, rajagun, very passionate. People going to work. Morning is peaceful. Shanti. That's why it's emphasizing in this purport. Meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. Because the mind is always dragging us to senses, to sense enjoyment, to the material world, our senses. This is why time and time here, how the process of devotional service is so nice. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have some service to do for Krishna. Prabhupada said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur could have done what he did. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur could have done what he did. But he says, he had mercy unto me. He left some service for me to do it. You understand? By his mercy, we can do a little bit of service. Don't get proud. That's what he says here. Yeah? At the end of the purport. One cannot attain liberation simply by false pride. Why I'm raising my voice? Because we are always affected by proudness. Oh, I'm such a good kirtan leader. I'm talking to myself. So I'm not offending you, I'm telling myself. Oh, I'm such a good cook. And you make something, you tell everybody 50 times, oh, I cooked it. Right? Do you know? I cooked it. Okay, fine. Oh, man, the stuff is burnt, I didn't cook that. Why the good things? They don't tell that anybody. So we are affected by ego, false ego. this is the thing that we have to overcome. Sense control, mentioned here, sense control. Wake up in the morning, so hard. Especially if you live very far away. I live very far away. That's because he don't come and bother me. Hare Krishna, I need someone to do the cooking. Too far away. Yes, the roads are blocked. They're working on the train line. If you want to do service to Krishna, you will find an excuse to serve. If you don't want to serve Krishna, you will find millions of excuses not to serve Krishna. Prabhupada's mercy, we have this process of Krishna consciousness. It's his mercy we are able to do a little bit of service. That's why Krishna says, salpa mapiyasa dharma, a little bit, salpa, alpa, a little bit. So the way to control the senses is not superficially. Today, I'm not going to speak. Sometimes I tell myself that. So much talking, today I'm not going to talk. Sometimes it's good to be strict with yourself. Just like, you know, grihasthas, those who are grihasthas, actually everybody, you know, like me too, like people always give you stuff. I was in India. Every home I went to, they're giving me dhoti, kurta, and I had this much. Came back, somebody even gave me a silk dhoti, like, I mean, I never seen silk people except Prabhupada wear silk dhoti. I said, yeah, I'll have it. So when I was wearing a silk dhoti, it was so slidey. It's not comfortable actually. It's always coming off and stuff. So you accumulate this much. I remember when I lived in the Gurukul, everybody had an area where you keep your stuff. And I had a trunk. We call it trunk. And they didn't have a suitcase. Big trunk, metal trunk, in India those days. So I had all my stuff in there. People give you, sometimes prasadam inside too. All smelling and along with your clothes. And so, every once a month, we do maha cleaning up. Open everything, chuck it, throw it. So you go through your home. You realize so much stuff you have that you never even touch. You just keep it. And my mother, you know, she was an elderly lady before she passed away. People used to give her stuff. I gave her sari and some flashlight, different thing in Mayapur. So I said, open your trunk, let me see. She opened the trunk. I gave her some stuff 10 years ago. She didn't even open it. She's just sitting there in the trunk, in her suitcase. So we accumulate so much stuff. So you do a maha cleanup once a month. You don't need it, throw it, give it away. They have, at the train station, they have a big locker. They say, give your clothing a second chance. If you don't like your clothes, put it there. And they send it to Iraq or Middle East, somewhere like that. So give it away. Bring it to India, give it away. And then, he was speaking too much, Prabhupada says here. He gives the example of a frog. You know frog? Have you seen frog? When they croak, whack, whack. I'm feeling like that right now. Too much singing. So they croak, and the throat comes right out here. Blue thing. There's a pocket of the stick when I was a kid. So Prabhupada said, during the rainy season, the frog will go quack, 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 too much, because they come out from in the water. They live in the swampy area. And the snake looking for a frog. You know the snake, they can't see well, but they can hear it. They go quack, 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 and then they suddenly go quack. There's no more quack. The snake got it. So Prabhupada gives the example here, croaking like a toad. Don't speak too much. You're inviting death. Because every time you speak, it requires air. Understand air? Because the air in your body makes your body move to talk. So the more air you use, there's less air in your body. Understand? So keep quiet. And they say, I'm quiet. And we say a very bad way sometimes. I love that word. I don't say it anymore. But that's true. You know, there's one devotee here, never speaks. So I really wanted to make him speak, like poking with a stick. Then I said, oh, there he speaks. You can nag someone, they don't want to speak. So there was one devotee, he said, I'm fasting even from water. Then suddenly he wasn't thirsty anymore, because he was under the water, he was drinking it. In the Jamuna River, a long time ago. So, you are cheating yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be genuine devotee. Follow strictly Krishna consciousness, Krishna will bless you. You know, this month, Mother Jasoda, she was not churning the butter, actually. Everybody thinks she's churning the butter. Gopis are churning the butter. You know that? Because she's too busy taking care of Krishna. You know, she had to feed Krishna. So, then the gopis complained to Mother Jasoda that Krishna was stealing their butter. So she thought maybe they're not making good butter. So she said, I'll make the butter. And so that's why she started to make the butter, and she didn't have enough time for Krishna. As Krishna was nagging, feed me, feed me. I'm too busy making butter. So Krishna started to do a tantrum. This story is there. And the gopis were boiling the milk. You know, Krishna has to go to the forest. The gopis wanted to see Krishna go all the way to the forest. And when they saw Krishna going to the forest, and they were so love Krishna so much that they were looking at Krishna without blinking their eyes. That they looked at Krishna that they can see him anymore, all the way to the forest. And it's tiny and then like that. Looking. That's called love. Gopis are the highest devotees of Krishna. So when they're boiling milk, and Krishna is calling them, they left the milk there. You know what happens when the milk boils over? It's very hard to clean the stove. It happens all the time. This Maharaji here makes sweets, milk sweets. Every time without a fail, she will boil the milk and go over to the stove. Freaks right out. You're not paying attention. So I'm there every day in the kitchen. I see who's doing what. And sometimes people come in, blah, blah, blah. They go on for hours. I'm too busy cooking. I don't have time to talk. So you're inviting death in the kitchen. Don't talk too much. Keep silence. They have a clock here. Have you seen it? New clock. Somebody's asking me. That's called sound control. Because people are complaining we make too much sound here. So if it reaches a certain level, we are making too much noise. So I said, smoke is going to come out. It'll just smash into pieces. Going to do kirtan here. It's going to be too much sound. So you can chant Hare Krishna loudly. You can glorify Krishna loudly. Other than that, keep quiet. Krishna himself said, Kurmangani vasarvasa. Just like a turtle. You know turtle, they're swimming. So Krishna says, when the turtle not swimming, they bring the leg inside. Withdraw their senses. Similarly, we use our senses in necessary times. Otherwise, bring it, withdraw it. Don't speak, keep quiet. Keep your mind under control. You have a hand, clean the temple, cook for Krishna, dress the deities, chant japa with it. You have your body, associate devotees. Leg, go to the temple, dance. That's what Rambhurishi Maharaj said. You have tongue, take prasadam with it. I don't have to tell you that. You do it too much already in this temple. Control your tongue and chant Hare Krishna. Vibrate the holy name. Ears? Kyabala. What do you say? No, you hear the glories of Krishna with the ear. Eyes? You always want to look. Some people go shopping all day. They come back with the toothpaste. They didn't buy anything. Just looking around. What is there to look? They come back extremely tired. Because when you look at stuff, your eyes drain your energy. That's what happens. Right now there's cricket going on. I'm sure every Indian home, big screen. It goes all night. You want to come to Mangalarati? Turn off the TV. Krishna is the real hero. Even some devotees, they're going to learn how to play cricket. What is there to kick the ball around? There's no fun in there. Just like when you take drugs, you feel like you're flying. They're on drugs. Illusory, hallucinating. So you can intoxicate yourself with the holy name. That's how you control the senses. There's no artificial way to control the senses. Today I am talking about Krishna, tomorrow quiet. It's superficial. We have to learn to develop the taste for Krishna naturally. High on the holy name. It's 9 o'clock, but I don't care because we finish late. A little bit longer, okay? Just bear with me. Because I have another 3 programs today, home program, 3. Actually 4. So if you think you're tired, end of the day I'm going to be on a stretcher. Probably. Who knows? 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and there's one at 8 o'clock. I told them if I can make it. So if you have sincere desire to serve Krishna, he'll organize. The Krishna will give you more service to do. So, I'm going to take it easy. Fine. Krishna will arrange that you take it easy, you don't have anything to do. It all depends on your desire. If you want to desire to serve Krishna, he will arrange the service to go back to Godhead. Oh, I want to go back to Godhead. And then when you want to give his service, no, I'm too busy. You know, there's this place in Haridwar. You know Haridwar? You've been to Haridwar? We've been to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Haridwar. I love that place. Haridwar means the gateway to Hari, to heaven, to go to the spiritual world, gateway. So this is a gateway. Prabhupada said, our ISKCON temples are windows to the spiritual world. We are giving you unlimited opportunity to go back to Godhead. And this month is the month when you can get that opportunity. Kartik. Purposely, this is there so we can meditate on the form of Krishna. Krishna's childhood pastimes. Krishna stole butter. So what? And they steal butter, you go to jail. But Krishna stole butter, he's worshipped for that. Because he's Bhagavan. So his activities is glorious. He's worshipped. His activities are transcendental. His worship for his stealing the butter. Actually, he wasn't stealing. He was stealing and feeding the monkeys. I'm not a monkey. We got a lot of here monkeys sitting here. Quite a few. You want to take a birth in Vrindavan? And so I said, I don't mind to be a monkey, but not like I don't want to be a pig. A monkey's okay. So, this is a very special month because this month actually is the month of Radharani. Why? Because this month is Kartik month where they were trying to bind Krishna around the belly. Damodara. Udara means trying to bind Krishna around the belly area. Udara means belly. And then Govardhan Puja. I have to keep my voice for that. I'm already losing it. And then Prabhupada disappearance. There's so many things. You know, they chant 16 rounds. Bas ho gaya. You hang up your beads. Everybody at home, there's an area where you hang your beads, right? There's one place outside the toilet. The beads are still hanging the last 6 months. Pick up your beads. Chant. No. I already finished 16. Chant more. This is Kartik. The Goswamis, they didn't even have a bead bag. Some of us, I was in India, bought a really fancy bead bag. But my beads are very thin and not very beautiful looking. But it's the quality, how you chant. Not just a nice bead bag. Sometimes the bead bag is hanging there all the time. Goswamis, they had a dori. You know dori? A rope. They tied the rope into a knot and made it into 108 pieces. And they use that as a bead bag, as a beads. To chant japa. The quality is in chanting. Not a fancy bead bag or a sil dhoti or a sil sari. Like that. So the idea is how you can dovetail your body in serving Krishna from within and without, from outside and inside. It's not a show. Because if you're making a show, you're not going to be able to last long. Sooner or later, you'll be exposed. You have to do for real. It's to serve Krishna, out of love for Krishna. Dance in ecstasy for Krishna. With feelings of love for Krishna. Then the taste will come. Artificially, the taste will not come. So, it says here, sense control. You can't control the senses artificially. You have to use the senses in serving Krishna. And so, these senses become spiritualized. You know, it's easy to think of nothing. Sometimes some people say, oh, don't think of anything. Blank. They write in the car park. Don't even think of parking in here. I think of parking. He didn't see it. So, how you think, you have to develop the mentality. Train the mind to think of Krishna. It's so difficult to train the mind to think of Krishna, isn't it? As soon as you walk out here, the argument, this and that, brother, sister, and then husband, wife, everyone's fighting. about over things. It's not easy. As soon as you associate, as soon as you pick up bead bag, then your mind, that's how you control. So pick up your bead bag, chant Hare Krishna. I always tell myself, as soon as I'm finished here, as soon as you walk out, so difficult. People are always, you know, there's all kinds of people walking around, saying things. Don't be observing that. Don't be affected by it. Stay aloof. Like a lotus leaf in the water, but not touched by it. Similarly, a devotee may be surrounded by Maya, but he's not touched by it because his mind is on Krishna. In the middle of all those Maya. You have to pray to Krishna. This is the month. You pray to Krishna. Please, leave me alone. Allow me to serve you. Maya will leave you alone because Maya is also Krishna's energy. Maya Dakshana Prakriti, the material nature, is actually working under the direction of Krishna. So Krishna will tell the material energy to leave that devotee alone. But we have to be sincere. When we are sincere, then that's how we know that we can, Krishna will, from within, will help us, guide us. We have to make a vow to Krishna. I want to serve from today. I'm yours. And that's what Arjuna said to Krishna also. He says, Sishaste aham swadhi mam tuam parpanam. From today, I'm your disciple. A soul surrender unto you. Please instruct me. So we have to have that kind of attitude that I'm a servant of Krishna. I'm the servant of the Vaishnavas. I'm the servant of my spiritual master. So we have this attitude. This is called surrender. Okay. Any questions? Yes. Up over there.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for a nice class. And it's mentioned here like one need to conquer his senses.
Conquer.
Yeah. Or win.
Yeah, that's what he says. Jitendriya.
Jitendriya, yeah. So even like in our ISKCON also devotee, they come and they, you know, they do service and etc. And some also like the advance, but sometimes they are not able to maintain that level. So what is the potency? Is that potency still there or lost?
The thing is, like I said before, we become stagnant and we need to glide down to Maya, to material, to our senses. In the beginning, we are very inquisitive, we are sincere, we are serious, we come to the temple, we want to go back to Godhead. Then gradually, we start to slide down. Because we forget, we get affected by the material energy. We are not surrendering completely. We are giving a gap. We are holding material desire. So the spiritual advancement is you're losing it. Like a hole in the bucket. You keep pouring water, it will go out. This is the marriage ceremony. You took in the boat. They're going to a place, the wedding's party is happening in a boat. And they're supposed to reach a particular area. But the boat was, so they all woke up. They're still there, same place. Because the anchor was still in the water. They forgot to pull the anchor out. So we are chanting Hare Krishna, but at the same time, we're also keeping desires. This for you, this for me. Understand? 50 for you, 50 for Krishna. We Indian, we are good at this. So we are holding back. Once we give, like Draupadi, she was holding sari with one hand, and the other hand, she was, oh Krishna, Hari, please help me, with one hand, other hand. When she realized that this is not working, I have to surrender completely. Two hands, hey Govinda, hey Krishna, help me, where are you? Why? So we have to do the same way, when we can completely surrender to Krishna, with two hands in the air, I'm yours. Then the mercy is to come. Then he'll feel the taste. Why the taste doesn't come? I make a really good sweet rice. I love sweet rice with saffron, cashew nut. But if I put sand in it, then you're going to go, oh, it's really good, but it's got sand in it.
Right? So we are performing service to Krishna, but it's mixed with desires. Hanya vilasita sanyam, Rupa Goswami said. We have to be free from anya vilas, desires. Sunyam. Then the taste will come. We can go on, but there's a hole in the bucket, the water is going to slide out. You understand my point?
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Anybody else? I also have to go over 9:30. One more question. Keep the door closed. Lock the door.
Welcome back.
Everybody's looking. Still glass going on. What's going on today? I don't care. We're talking about Krishna. Any problem? No questions? One more? Yes. Microphone.
On the same point that you mentioned, Prabhu, many of us take initiation, then the guru winds up his pastime, and guru is not physically present. So when the guru is present, they could clarify many things. When the guru is not present, then
it's harder.
It's harder. So the sliding back that you're saying, how to keep that same level of.
Srila Prabhupada is not here personally. So when Prabhupada was here, Harivol, Prabhupada is here. So that means we all go now because Prabhupada is not here. No. So Vani, his instructions are here. So most of the times it's going to be up to us. This is why it's mentioned here. We have to, time and time again, it's emphasized that we have to be strong. I lived in the Gurukul for 10 years. Everything, the teacher is watching me. Wake up in the morning, get in the line before Mangalarti, and wash your clothes. Then I left the Gurukul and said, good time now. I don't have a teacher anymore. I can do whatever I like. So I live very far away. No one's going to knock on your door. Mangalarti time. So we have to take Krishna consciousness seriously on our own. The Guru is always there in our heart. Get the Guru. Just like you go to work, you're a married man, then you can do whatever you like. Your wife's not watching. You know what I mean? Think about it. You're cheating on your wife? So we're cheating on Prabhupada and Krishna. Break the rule. Krishna's there always in us. He's watching us. Right? You understand? You're not cheating Krishna, you're cheating yourself. The more money you work for it and you spend on some sense enjoyment, that's going to take more time to make up that money. Think about it. So the more you save, then you have more money. Some people, they save so much, they even eat here every day and then they save money, they don't have to buy boga. That's good in a way. Similarly, I'm just giving an example that you have to be very practical. Like, okay, if I give you a plate of really good pusharam and then all very heavy, then you eat, then you can't even get up, your stomach ache. But you take a little bit. So there's sense control. You can enjoy, go for it. But you're going to suffer. You break the rule, you displease Krishna, displease Prabhupada, you're going to find out straight away. One time, in India in the 70s, the light used to go off all the time. In Bengal, we call load shedding. Who is from Calcutta? Load shedding. All the time, light go off. Dark. Now, they have better system. So, we have Mangalarti, Sandarati, all the devotees, all the kids. So, I didn't like somebody. So, I stand next to him. Suddenly, electric goes. So, pitch dark. Then I jump on his feet and break his toe. Then I move away and the light came. They don't know who did it. So next day, I was walking, I hit my toe badly on a rock. Then I realized this is karma. So you're cheating yourself. You're thinking, Krishna's watching. You do whatever you like, fine. That's why Krishna created this world. You can find out for yourself. Then you know, oh God, I wasted so much money, so hard to make. I wasted my health, you know. So in every way in spiritual life, you have to take it, driha brata, like this brata, vow. You have to do it yourself. The guru is always there to give you the guidance. They go to the doctor. You know, they give you the prescription. And they come out of the room and they go, I don't need that prescription. That's what you're doing. You know what I mean? So Prabhupada given us the process, Prabhupada given us the prescription, how to serve Krishna, how to make spiritual advancement, how to go back to Godhead. And we have to follow vows. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. So difficult. One person, he was living in the street in Calcutta. He said, come on, you can live here nicely, you can do service. He said, no, I like it here. He said, only problem is I can join is I have to give a bidi in a cigarette. He doesn't mind to live in the street because he has to have his cigarette. He's rotting in the street. So we have everything because we are attached to sense enjoyment. That's going to block us. But you'll find out for yourself. Krishna is watching us. You know what I mean? There's so many ways I can explain. So, nah. Like the same thing you were asking. We start to glide down. I don't need it anymore. I got enough of everything I have. No. Krishna can take everything in a second. You know, people build a home, took them years to build a home and live in a side of a river very nicely. Suddenly bushfire, it's all gone, burnt. So take Krishna consciousness a bit more seriously and Krishna is there to watch us. These are vows. You take vows voluntarily. I want to. I love Krishna. I want to follow. I want to chant extra rounds this month. I want to go to the program. I want to do extra service. Because this pleases Krishna. That is called love. It's not your duty. It's not your paid for it. But you are doing it because this will please Krishna. And Krishna's like, they're serving me. Serve me more. No, he's accepting a service because he already has people, enough people to serve him. But because he also loves us, he's accepting our service because we are serving him out of devotion. Bhakta maveva janati. It's not just a talk. You have to understand the philosophy. Then you will, when you can actually sink in deeper in our understanding in the philosophy, then we will take it more seriously. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.